wind, all of you worshipers, hundreds and hundreds of worshipers, I'm sure, online. Pioneer, keep pressing onward beyond your fears. Only your Father goes before you to your own frontier. You're a pioneer, uncharted will. Stretches before you. You thrive on going where no one has gone. Still it gets lonely when darkness deepens. Sing by the fire until the dawn. You travel light, you travel alone. When you arrive, nobody knows, but your Father in heaven. He is glad you can go, 'cause those who come after you will need a road. Pioneer, pioneer, keep pressing onwards beyond your fears. Only your Father goes before you to your own frontier. You're a pioneer. What you have done, others will do, bigger and better and faster than you. But you can't look back, you gotta keep on pressing through. There's a wilderness pathway and it's calling you. Pioneer, pioneer, keep pressing onwards beyond your fears. Only your Father, He goes before you to your own frontier. You're a pioneer. You travel light and you travel alone. When you arrive, nobody knows, but your Father in heaven. He is glad that you can go, 'cause those who come after you will need a road. Pioneer, pioneer, keep pressing onwards beyond your fears. Only your Father goes before you to your own frontier. You're a pioneer. What you have done,
Oh, others will do bigger and better and faster than you. But you can't look back. You gotta keep on pressing through. There's a wilderness pathway, and it's calling you. Pioneer, pioneer, keep pressing onwards beyond your fears. Only your Father, He goes before you to your own frontier. A pioneer, 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 keep pressing onward beyond your fears. Only your Father, He goes before you to your own frontier. You're a pioneer. Only your Father, He goes before you to your own frontier. You're a pioneer.
Lord, we come before you tonight. We know only you can make us pioneers, Father. Pioneers of the kingdom. Lord Jesus, to empower us by the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't be renegade pioneers. We have to flow with you. We have to go with you. Lord, whether it be Ghana, whether it be Brazil, whether it be Mozambique, whether it be India or Europe, Father, we need you as we go into the wilderness, Father, of those that need you so much, whether they're poor or whether they're needy spiritually, Father. We know you can make us pioneers. We can go where no man has gone before, and we can preach the powerful gospel of the kingdom, Lord, the good news. Whether it be right here on the streets of Canton, Lord God, whether it be to those in Jackson, Father. Lord Jesus, you can make us that pioneer. You can give us that pioneer spirit, willing to go up against all the obstacles, willing to go the far distance, the second mile. Jesus, we ask you, empower us, strengthen us, fill us with your Holy Spirit. Even tonight, during this time, God, we should expect so that in the end all, everything that has breath will praise you.
Let everything that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise you in the morning, praise you in the evening, praise you when I'm young and when I'm old. Praise you when I'm laughing, Praise you when I'm grieving. Praise you every season of the soul. If we could see how much you're worth, your power, your might, your endless love, then surely we would never cease to praise. Let everything die, everything die, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Let everything die, everything die, everything that has breath, praise. Praise you in the heavens, joining with the angels. Praise you and forever and a day. Praise you when I'm on the earth now, joining with creation, calling all the nations to your praise. If we could see how much your word, power, your might, your endless love, then surely we would never cease to pray. Let everything die, oh, everything die, everything that has breath, praise. Praise you in the morning, praise you in the evening, praise you when I'm young and when I'm old. Praise you when I'm laughing, praise you when I'm grieving, praise you every season of the soul. If we could see how much your word, your power, then surely we would never cease to praise. Let everything die, everything die, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Let everything die, everything. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise you in the heavens, joining with the angels. Praise you forever and a day. Praise you on the earth now, joining with creation, calling all the nations to your praise. If we could see how much your word, your power, your might, your endless love, then surely we would never cease. Has breath, praise the Lord. Let everything die, everything die, everything that has breath, praise the Lord.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty, for my soul longs and even faints for you. For here my heart is satisfied within your presence. I sing beneath the shadow of your wings. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty, for my soul longs and even faints for you. For here my heart is satisfied within your presence. I sing beneath the shadow of your wings. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere, than thousands elsewhere. One thing I ask and I would seek, to see your beauty, to find you in the place your glory dwells. One thing I ask and I would seek, to see your beauty, to find you in the place your glory dwells. Better is one day in your court, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. My heart and flesh cry out, your spirit's water to my soul. I've tasted and I've seen, come once again to me. I will
draw near to you. I will draw near to you. To you. Better is one day. Better is one day. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day. Better is one day. Better is one day in your house. Giving you all that I am. Here I am, just your little child. Just your little child. Lord, turn me into a mighty warrior. As a little child. As a little child. Here I am, bowing before you. Worship and adore you, Jesus. Bowing before you, worshiping, adoring you, Lord. Here I am, your child. Humble before you, make me humble before you. As a little child. Listening to the commands of such a great commander of the angel army. Here I am. In your presence, Lord, you approach behind me to hold me, to give me courage in the battle. Oh, Lord, you're not just at the front, you're in the back with the troops, holding each one. Holding each one as we go into the battle. Into the battle. You lead the way into the battle. But you hold each soldier tight, Lord. We need it, Jesus. We need it, Jesus. Oh, we need it, Jesus. We need you very close. The enemy will be defeated. We will laugh over his carcass on the battlefield of heaven. All these troubled times will turn to victory because our commander is on his way. He's coming down to rule and reign. Jesus, we're on your side. Oh, Jesus, we're on your side. We want to represent your family on the earth admirably. Oh, we're on your side. We're on your side. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day with you, one day with you, oh Lord. Little child, don't be afraid. He can protect us. He can protect us and use us. For the building of his kingdom. Hard to believe he can use us. In the building of his kingdom. We bow before you now. Before you now. We bow before you now. Before you now. We bow. And lift our hands in pure worship to the King, Lord of Lords, great I am,
we bow, raise our hands to the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, great I am, the great I am, the great I am, the great I am. You're our heart's desire. Living flame of love, come and baptize us, baptize us. Oh, fire, you're our heart's desire. Living flame of love, come baptize us, come baptize us. Let us fall more in love with you. 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 We want to know how high, how deep, how wide is love, love, love. We want to know how high, how deep, how wide is love, love, love. We want to know how high, how deep, how wide is love, love, love. We want to know how high, how deep, how wide is love, love, love. Oh, come. Fire, you're our heart's desire. Living flame of love, come baptize us, come baptize us. Oh, consuming fire, living flame of love, come baptize us, come baptize us. Let us fall more in love with you. Let us fall more in love with you. Let us fall more in love with you. Let
let us fall more in love with you. We want to know how high, how deep, how wide is love, love, love. We want to know how high, how deep, how wide is love, love, love. We want to know how high, how deep, how wide is love, love, love. We want to know how high, how deep, how wide is love, love, love. All consuming fire, you're our heart's desire. Living flame of love, come baptize us, come baptize us. Can you hear the song? It's your father singing, rejoicing over you. He's dancing over you. It's your father's song. Can you song? It's your father singing. He's rejoicing over you. He's dancing over you. It's your father's song. From the throne room, imparting peace to you with love. Angels join him on the chorus. Celebrating your life from above. Can you hear the song? It's your father singing, rejoicing over you. Dancing over you. It's your father's song. Can you hear the song? It's your father's singing, rejoicing over you. He's dancing over you. It's your father's song. Can you hear him imparting peace to you with love? Angels join him on the chorus now. Celebrating your life. Father's song. He is singing from the throne room. Can you hear him with your spiritual ear? Imparting peace to you with love. Angels join him on the chorus now, celebrating your life from above. Can you hear his song? It's your Father singing so strong. Over his children, he's singing life and joy and peace. He's singing life and joy and peace. He's singing life, joy and peace. He's singing life. Joy and peace. Father, Father, Abba, Father, sing over me, sing over me. I need your peace, I need your love, I need your song. He's singing life. It's your Father singing his love song over you, singing life and joy and peace. He's singing life and joy and peace. He's singing life, joy and peace. He's singing life and joy and peace. He's singing life and joy and peace. He's singing life and joy and peace. It's your Father's song. It's your Father's song. Listen in your spirit, you can hear him. It's your Father's song. It's your Father's song. Listen in your spirit, and you can hear him. He's singing life and joy and peace. He's singing life and joy and peace. He's singing life and joy and peace. Thank you, Lord. We need your song over us tonight. A song that builds us up, encourages us. You'll convict us, Lord, but you don't condemn us. We love that. Your conviction is just so that we come into more alignment with you. We just repent easily. No battle. No fighting you. Just repenting easily. And then we can enjoy the life and joy and peace to the maximum. When we have clean hearts before you, when there's nothing separating between us and you,
No lies of the enemy that we believe. No sin that we hang on to and try to hide. No, Lord, just complete, clean, pure heart of worship to you. Then we can enjoy life and joy and peace. And we can hear your Father's song clearly. Clearly, Lord. We love that about you, God. You want us to hear your symphony inside of us, your love song within us. Yes, Lord. You love that, Lord. We do too. It's a match. It's a match. Yes, Father. We open up our hearts to you deeply right now. We listen with our spiritual ears. We open up our spiritual eyes to see new levels of your love for us, your acceptance, your grace, your mercy. And that will become more evident as we bow before you, worship you for who you really are. There are names that we need to know of you from heaven, deeper, that affect us deeper. You've revealed these names to us so that we call out on you in our need. We want to cast tonight all our care on you. Whatever is bothering us, whatever is an issue, we cast it on you. It will become clear what to do, what to say, how to react to any circumstance, any situation when we're in your presence and we cast all of it on you. You will make it clear to us what we should do, what we should say. You will fill us with the words of heaven for every situation. So those that are bothering us right now, we cast them. We throw them on you, Lord. And Lord, we wait to hear the word of heaven from the one you've sent to us tonight to speak to us. We open up our hearts completely to the message of this time. This is worship too. Bowing before you to hear what you have to say to us tonight. We're not here because we're forced to be here. We're here because we want to hear from you.
Yes, Lord.
We want to draw closer to you.
Yes, Lord.
We want to bow before you easily. We want to know that you're holding us while you're leading us. Yes, God. Draw us in. It's the best place to be. We lay down the struggles of the day before you and say, go ahead, do what you do best, God. Show yourself strong in the middle of our circumstances. Show yourself strong in the middle of our struggles. And before long, we become strengthened in our weakness. We admit to you we're weak. But Lord, we don't have to stay there. We can become strong in you. It's why you put Holy Spirit inside of us, that we wouldn't be so weak, we would never know what to do. We would never know what to say. No, you give it to us from the inside. It's an inside job. We thank you for that, God. We can't thank you enough for allowing Holy Spirit to reside inside of us. We open ourselves up to what you have for us tonight. We know you're going to give us your best through your servant. We receive. We say it. We declare it right now. We receive what you have to say to us in Jesus' name. Amen.
We just finished Relentless Pursuit, and what a whirlwind. And thank you for participating, those of you who are watching online right now, and those of you who are in the church right now tonight. It was such a great time. We're still overwhelmed, actually, with so many wonderful opportunities to draw in close to the Lord and to receive the blessings from heaven by connecting with Jesus and being so blessed. I guess can't think of a better word. Blessed and filled up with the beautiful friends that have partnered with us to say, Lord, what are you saying and what are you doing? From Papa Mel Tari, who left on Monday. Well, that was yesterday, yep. And Ben, who actually left on Sunday. And Inez, Mama Inez, she left today. And Pastor Papa Jose is leaving tomorrow, but not the country. And he will be around, but not in Ohio until towards the end of November. So he's leaving tomorrow. And it's been a whirlwind, a good one. And just so many moving parts. That's how I describe it, moving. Things are moving. And it's a time of great growth, great humility, and great birthing of new things that God has. We were overwhelmed all the way through the weekend. And then Sunday was just filled with many surprises. That quickly, after the official end of Relentless Pursuit on Sunday early afternoon, just so many things happened. It was just beyond our wildest expectations. And so you'll be hearing more about those things. And we just want to rejoice with those who are rejoicing and mourn with those who are mourning. And just say, Lord, you are on the throne. And I just agree with Pastor Bill saying that we're not wired, or he said we're not to carry these burdens or any burdens that we have. And, you know, give them all to Jesus and just stay in his presence. And that's where we are. And that's a good place. And many times the enemy tries to mess with us because he's really threatened by good things, really threatened by the presence of God and those who love him, love the Lord and his presence above anything, above any inconvenience, above any struggle, above any health situation or breach of relationship or potential breach of relationship or accusation or anything that the enemy is behind. And so Jesus says, hey, I'm on the throne. Stay focused. Just still go lower and still believe. Just still believe no matter what. And that's how we started out last Thursday night with Pastor Jose opening us with the word of the Lord. And it was just such a powerful word. And I'm still thinking about it and want to go back and re-listen to every possible word that was released that we have, that we've captured, which you can do as well at our Facebook page, at Frontline Ministries International Facebook page. And you can catch up, you can read again, or listen again, I should say, participate. And many times when we go through what has been released another time, we hear new things. I was re-listening to some things on Sunday night even, just thinking, okay, what are you saying, Lord? What are you doing, Lord? And I'm just so grateful for everyone that has poured out their hearts to make that happen. And we didn't have a lot of time. We had a little bit of time at the beginning of Sunday to thank everyone. And then Sunday, the last session here, ended with a big charge from Papa Meltari, and then to walk it out as we did in the back. And then things just kept going from there. So it was a good intense. There's a lot of intensity this past week from Thursday through Sunday that it's still happening. And we're just grateful. And so we just want to take an opportunity to express our gratitude again for those of you who jumped in and have just offered yourselves and poured yourselves out so much. It's so many things to help us be able to do what we can do on our end as the speakers, leaders, or whatever we called, and everybody did their part to try to facilitate that and make that as easy as possible, all doing everything unto the glory and for the glory of God, ultimately. And we just have so many things that are still popping up in our minds, and we're thanking you for reaching out and helping and serving and blessing, and with every possible good and wonderful gift and thing that God has given us. And we just kept hearing it and seeing it before Relentless Pursuit, during Relentless Pursuit, and even since Relentless Pursuit. So that's just evidence that the Lord is moving as we relentlessly have pursued him, and that he is relentlessly pursuing us in a new way, which is what Papa Meltari was saying. And he had quite a few words to say even after he physically left this building on many fronts, and so have the other speakers and leaders and friends. So we've been very, very encouraged ourselves, and just trusting the Lord to bring about his perfect will, his perfect plan in all of our lives for all that's happening right now, so that we can hear and we can see and we can take steps, deeper steps in going lower, deeper steps in humility, deeper steps that keep the open heavens over us open. They're already open for us to receive. So that's what God wants from us, each one of us. So we're so blessed. We had an amazing Kingdom Wealth lunch. So many hands went together to make that happen. It was just fantastic. We're just so blessed and honored by everything that God did and the beautiful people that he brought. And if that's you watching and listening or here, those who've helped and put that together, because it takes a lot of organization and planning, and we're grateful for that as well as walking it out that very day and everything that goes along with that. And so we're grateful for that, and we'll see what God wants to do. And we also had Game On with Ben leading that, with a few from here also helping and assisting. And just believe that the Lord is just bringing us into a new place, a new dimension. And there's so many areas of so many people's hearts that were touched and opened and just poured into. And that's cool. So Ben was highly encouraged. And I believe the young ones, young people that were with him, experienced heaven, experienced the Lord, and want to go from there. And God's speaking to us about what's next. Where do we go? What do we do? How do we keep that momentum going? So we're grateful for that as well. There's so many more things that I could say, and I could speak the entire time about my personal gratitude to each one of you individually. But I think I would be kind of taking away here the time we want to offer to Pastor Jose Novella from Mozambique, who is still here till tomorrow morning. And I said, PJ, you want to speak tonight? Okay. So he has something, he has a message of some kind. And it's wonderful and beautiful. It's the Holy Spirit. So let's just welcome Pastor Jose Novella from Iris Global in Mozambique, who's here, friend of the family in the house. We love you, PJ. You're here again. And come on up and say whatever you want to say. That was good. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you. Hello. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we are continuing with the Word of God. Yeah, we had a lot. No, we are full, but we still need it, you know, every day. In each hour, we need the Word of God. Yeah. So amazing that life is really easy with the Word, you know. And then when we try to do it without, is complicating our life. In the Romans 15, verse 4. Romans 15, verse 4. Do you have your Bible? You can read it for us. Okay. Peter, you lost the Romans? Okay. You're going to read for us? Please. Yeah.
For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. More? Verse 5. Okay. Now, may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus, so that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. So the Bible said that the Word was written long time ago. And it is for our instruction that will be not lost. Without instruction, we are lost. We don't have the direction. We don't have clarity about even who we are and what we're supposed to do. We are not able to follow the process. Somebody without instruction, even in the church, is a problem. Brings problems to the body of Christ. So the word says, it was written for us. It's amazing that when we follow the word, we understand it. We will be free in everything we will do. We will not have any confusion. So we need the word of God, not just to read. We need to be instructed. We need to follow it and live through it. We need the word of God. As a food, spiritual food, we need it to strengthen us, to help us, to bless us. So, it's very important, even today, that we will know that the Word of God is so helpful that will give us perseverance and the encouragement that we will have hope. The world is really hopeless. Families are hopeless. Churches are hopeless. We need a new understanding. We don't need to be religious. We need to be sons and daughters. In that way, we will have hope to continue. Sometimes will be difficult. We fight, you know, and who we are fighting with? We are fighting with ourselves. Why? Because sometimes the enemy will twist the word. Then a fight will come, a war will be like, my God, where I am, what I'm doing, you lose, you know, your focus and determination. You lost, you know, even thinking that you are led through the word. You get lost. You lose the light. So it was written for us. So simple when we follow the word. So adorable when we understand it, because it is not helping just ourselves. It's for others too. That is where we understand that my life is not mine. So because of that, I will accept the instruction. I will depend with the instructions. So I want to encourage you today that you will keep on encouraged. You will keep on seeking the word of God. Has been a long time of struggles and doubt, you know, has been a long time without clarification. So we need the hope. In verse 5, he says, "Now may the God who gives you perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus." For sure, this is the very difficult part in the body of Christ, to think the same way one another, because to do that, you really need to die, you really need to give yourself as a sacrifice. Why? Because I can guess that each one will have the better thoughts, the good resolution of problems, will know more than others. But here we need one thought. In the family, it's so easy when it's one thought. In the church, it's so easy. In the friendship, it's so easy if it's one thought. But there's a war of mine. Me, me, me. I know better than you. Listen to me. I am the one who can, you know. But the scripture says we have to have a same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus. Not according us, but according Christ Jesus in us. We learn to depend. We learn to walk humble. We learn to know how our boundaries are. We learn to follow what the Lord had prepared for us. Same way of thinking. Doesn't matter who are you, doesn't matter what you are, but you go down and you meet others. You walk with them. And then the grace begin to flow. You go down, not because you can't do your project, but because we are in the place where the Lord is helping us through his instructions, through the Holy Spirit, that he filled the people that had written the instructions. So we are following him in love. We seek him without ceasing all the time. Can be a little bit long than what you are thinking. Can be a little bit crazy than what you are thinking. But we follow him. We are in the challenge following him. Many things gonna happen. Many words
gonna come sometimes against you, and you will not understand. But your mission is to follow him, is to hear the word of God, your instructions. Not easy, you are there. During the night, during the day, you are there. You are his son. And you know what? In that way, something gonna happen. And people will see his grace in you. People will see that you are the one to bring hope. You are the one to encourage. Be encouraged that you will encourage others. Don't be hopeless because your work is to give hope. God is so amazing. And you know what? Sometimes seems like we cannot afford to do what he had called us to do. So difficult sometimes, but the word is easy when we are prepared to be instructed, when we are humble. Learn to be humble. Doesn't matter what you are doing. Learn to be humble. Don't think being better to others. Learn to be humble because it's where God will find you and he will lift up you. Difficult. Much more when you are a leader, because you will not understand what God is doing, but you follow him. So good to follow him. During the process, there's a things that will take you out of serious. During the process, things that they will let you feel a pain. But that doesn't mean that God is not with you. That is the word of God. It's even written. Because Jesus said, it's something that they did for me, and they will do for you too. That is the word of God. The word says, you may suffer. That is the word of God. The word says you need hope that you will stand against the enemy. The word says there's a times of everything. I don't understand Christians. They think just about being blessed. There's a time of everything. It's in the word of God. We cry following the instructions. Yes, we get confused following the instructions. But following them, they will take you to the safety. Following them, they will take you to the place where you deserve to be. Don't be confused. Follow the instructions. It is written long time ago, but for us, we are blessed. We are really blessed. It is written to deliver us. It is written to let us be a light. It is written to change the world. It is written to fill up us with the good and right things. It is written to let us be the sons and daughters. So amazing what God is doing through us when we follow the instruction. So amazing what happens through the instructions. If we are sons and daughters, we understand them. We are not fighting against them. If we are sons and daughters, we cry. Thank you. I saw when I come in, you are real good. So, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Hope, encouragement, and same mind with one another and Christ. He is for us. And when He is for us, nobody will be against. They can try, obvious, but they will not get nothing from us when our mind is in Christ. Nothing. The enemy will fight. The enemy will spend his time, but we will know who we are. You know, we will be in the place where people even can think that is nothing. We are nothing. We cannot. But we know that through Him, we are more than. Hallelujah. What they are thinking that we are. Through Him is possible. Let's walk together. Let's lift up one another. Let the light of Christ enlighten us, that we will shine for the world. Let not give up to the word of God, and let seek it seriously, because it's time to shine. It's time to bring the reality of Christ in the world. Times such as these are not for all the seasons. We are blessed to be created in this season. And then we have to evaluate who we are in Christ and keep on with the instruction. Oh, I pray that you will understand the word of God. I pray that you will seek Him. I pray that you will understand who you are. Because many times the world takes out us in the instructions, in the word. So is the time that we have to stand and move with His grace. It's time that we need a hope, because the world is so strong fighting the light. So we need the hope that we will continue in His peace, in His commandments. I will keep praying for you and this ministry. Sometimes we can get lost. I had been telling Mary Pat that it's not easy to have a ministry like this. Because where there's a freedom, some people will not understand. And it will bring confusion. But I want to encourage you, use your freedom to seek Christ and get his mind and do whatever he is telling you to do. You are free to save. You are free to help. You are free to bless. You are free to keep walking with him. You are free to be a minister. So be free with his hope. May the Lord bless you in the journey. I pray that you will know that Jesus is the one who is instructing us. And Jesus needs you with his mind that you will deliver the world. Don't do nothing out of the instructions. Don't think nothing out of the instructions. Humble yourself. Believe in the word. Let him fill you with hope. I believe there's a more in these ministries. You know that even the testimonies that you have, you could write a book that many people can learn from you. You know, you are here. You see it like nothing. You know, and you will think like, oh my God, I'm lost. But there's a great anointing here. And the Lord is doing great things here. So keep on. Let's bless each other. Let's lift up each other. Let's think about each other. Let's grow together. Let's march as the soldiers of Christ together. It's time to hear what the instructions are saying. It's time to obey. It's time to say, this is me in Christ. It's not just me by myself. It's me with Christ. And then you know the mind of Christ is to bless you, is to deliver you, is to lift up you, is to bring hope, is to encourage you with much faith. So may the Lord bless you during the journey. And I am happy to let you know that he is for you. Please seek him. He is for you. If there's a certain things that they need to be removed, be open for him to remove everything. Don't give a problem yourself, because Jesus has clear instructions. Instructions for life. Instructions that brings hope. Instructions that heals you. So let's be together in the journey. And with joy. With joy. One of the things that the hope will give us is joy. We need to do everything with joy. Don't make it difficult. It is simple. Just simplify it. In Jesus' name. Thank you. May the Lord bless you. I will be praying for you. Amen. Amen. Say amen. Oh, thank you. Thank you. We are together on this. And don't forget the mind of Christ in you. Don't forget. Seek the instructions. Everything gonna be okay. In Jesus' name. I can pray for you. Okay, Father, in the Jesus' name, I pray for your sons and daughters that, Father, they will seek you and they will walk according the word of God, the instructions that you revealed to the man that was filled with your Holy Spirit. Father, help us how we can continuously do the job, how we can save you, how we can be important to one another. Thank you, Jesus, for your anointing. Thank you, Father, for your power that operates in weakness. Father, we are weak. We don't know what to do in many times. But we trust in you. We trust to your word. Father, we are weak and fragile. But you are the one to strengthen us and fortify us. Thank you, Jesus, that you are for us. Father, we pray that we will understand you. We pray that your word will be a light. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for all the families. Father, I pray peace in the family. Peace in the families. I pray peace in the family. I pray same way to think with Jesus in the families. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for everything you are doing. Thank you for your presence and your promise. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
All you joy people, Pastor Jose, can we pray for you when you're finished? What's that? Oh, that's so good. Amen. So whenever PJ wants to sit somewhere, or we'll follow you around. Whatever. You will sit here? Okay. So we just encourage everyone to come, and we are going to pray for our beloved PJ. What a great word. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Aw. Thank you, Gabriel. That's so good. So come join us. He's ready. You can come. Troy, you want to take the lead? As soon as we get everyone up. Okay.
Yes. Yes. One of the Instagram posts has you preaching, Pastor Jose, and there's this fireball in the corner that is just up there shaking on the post, the fire. So I just thank you, Lord, that is who he is. He's a man of fire. He's been baptized in the Holy Spirit in fire. And Lord, I thank you that it's an increasing fire, even as you're an all-consuming fire, Lord. I just thank you that Pastor Jose's fire, his passion for you, his anointing, his position before you as a son who's so in love and sold out is just amazing, Lord, and is an example to all who know you. And so, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you just bless him. You increase him, Lord, that everything that he lays his hand to is straight from your heart, Father, and just is blessed. And, Father, that just the fire of the Holy One would be on him as he travels to Florida and other parts of the United States. Lord, that he would continue to release that fire that's been released here at Frontline, that's been released in Mozambique and other nations where he has been, and beyond, Lord, where he has commissioned people into nations. Father, I thank you that he is a commissioner as well, Lord. He is one that releases, Lord, and just releases your anointing. So as he travels here, Lord, that he is releasing just that spirit of joy, that spirit of fire and peace, Lord God, that peace to be on all those who he meets, Lord. I just thank you, Father, it will spread, Lord, here to reach the United States as well, Lord, that he's a missionary to the United States as well in this season, Lord, that he is just anointed for that, Father. He's just anointed. And I thank you, Lord, for physical protection, Lord. I cancel every curse that's been laid against him. I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you that a causeless curse cannot stand in Jesus' name. And we agree together. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that every curse or attack against his physical body, his health, his mental health, Lord, his family, his extended family, his spiritual family, Lord, in Mozambique, Mama Linda and the children, and those that he works with, Father, in the projects, Lord, I thank you for your anointing to be that flow that is on him, to be on them, for that protection that is on him to be on them, Lord, that no sickness could come near him. And we just break it off. Every attempt of the enemy to bring weakness, sickness, disease, and accidents. We cancel all accidents over Pastor Jose and his family, Lord. We say no in Jesus' name. We agree together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your fire that he releases. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Anyone else? Jesus.
Yes, Lord, as we were singing out earlier, we'll fill Pastor with your life, peace, and truth, strength. Lord, continue. Give him new paths to spread your word, Lord. Give him favor in every manner, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. He's a humble servant to you, Lord. We just lift him up tonight. Just powerful, powerful fire in him, Holy Spirit. Fresh, fresh anointing. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I just heard the word protection and also strength. So thank you, Father. Thank you for just your divine protection over Pastor Jose and his family and all the kids in Mozambique. And we just bless you, Lord. We bless Pastor Jose that you just surround them with just a wall of protection in Jesus' name. We thank you for your word of encouragement, for strength over them. God, that they'll just continue to walk in not their own strength, but your strength, Jesus. We just thank you. That's such a beautiful place to be in, and we just thank you that that's for him and for his family and for all of the kids. In Jesus' mighty name, strengthen his body and his mind and his heart and his will and emotions. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
This might be a little confusing picture, but I just saw you, Pastor Jose, in the International Space Station, and I saw you moving around freely, and as you moving, I saw new rooms, new attachments opening up, new hallways opening up, and Father, I just thank you, God, for the new territories, God, the new frontiers, God, that you have in store for Pastor Jose, Lord, that even some places that maybe no man has gone before, no Christian has gone before, I just pray that Pastor Jose will have those pathways open up, God, and every tool, you would equip him with everything that he needs, God, to step out in faith, God, to be free, God, that it's your atmosphere, it's your environment that you prepare in front of Pastor Jose. Just thank you, Father, for just consecrating him with an amazing mind and the tools, God, to see the technical aspects of it and to move. In Jesus' name, thank you that he is a sanctified engineer. In Jesus, amen.
Father, we just bless these feet that carry the gospel, Lord God. We just thank you as these feet go out and travel everywhere that he steps, Lord God, that he's stepping with you. He's carrying you, Jesus. So we bless these feet that carry the gospel, Lord God. And I just thank you that I just saw a picture of a white dove and come sit on your shoulder. So I just bless you, Pastor Jose, with the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding, that guards your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus, and that you are a carrier of Holy Spirit, that as you go out and go forth, that people notice it, that people know that Holy Spirit is on you. They can see the dove that's seated on your shoulder, that you are carrying, that you are going forth with. Lord God, we just thank you, Jesus, that Pastor Jose is so close to you. He has such an intimate relationship with you, Jesus, and that's just continuing to increase, Lord God, continuing to fill him up with more of you, more of what you're doing, more revelation, Jesus. We just thank you for the deep revelation that you are bringing, Pastor Jose, even deeper than before. Lord, there's something new that you are opening up for him, Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord God. We breathe on the entrepreneurships that he has, Lord God, and the micro enterprises, Jesus. We just breathe on those now. We thank you, Father, for your breath on that, that you continue to multiply. Continue to speak into him and into those who he's working with and surrounding, Lord God, that you breathe on those, that we see the acceleration happen, Lord God. We see the multiplication happen, Jesus. So we just thank you for your hand on each and every thing that he steps in, your hand on each and everything that he touches, Jesus, that you are with him. You are by his side in every step, Jesus. So we just bless him in the rest of his travels around the U.S., wherever you have him go. We bless him in the name of Jesus. We thank you for safety in everywhere he goes and his travels, Lord, and for smoothness and all of that, Jesus. And we just thank you for the blessing that he is to the body of Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for the blessing that he is, that you continue just to pour out that blessing more and more and more. Just as he continues to give, Lord God, he will continue to receive, and he'll continue to give and continue to receive. We thank you for his humble heart, Lord God, and we just thank you, and we praise you, and we notice it, Lord God. We notice how humble he is, so we bless him in that, in Jesus' name.
I've just been reminded of Elijah and the prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel. And I just thank you, Lord, that that every step of humility and every step of following your word and your instruction is like more water poured on the sacrifice there, Lord. And we just thank you, Father, that we know what you did at Mount Carmel, Lord, that that there was so much water, so much humility, so much like so much insanity poured on top of something that was supposed to light on fire. And yet still you lit it on fire, Father. So I just thank you, Father, that this is what you have done in Pastor Jose's life. And it's not just for his life, but it was for all of the people surrounding the mountain to see it. That afterwards they proclaimed that you were the God. That they were able to look between the prophets of Baal and the works of you, Lord, and to see the truth. So we just thank you, Father, that this has been the truth of Pastor Jose's life. And we just ask, Lord, that those who have seen this in his life would continue, that they would take that instruction and that testimony and follow it for themselves, Lord. So we just thank you, Father, for everyone that Pastor Jose has mentored and has fathered. We just thank you, Lord, for his immediate family, for Samuel and Kipson, Lord, and for Sharon Rose and for Mama Linda and all of the other family, Father. We just thank you, Lord, that they are following this as well with humble hearts. They are learning more and more how to step into humility, learning more and more how to step into following the instruction of your word, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that it will light a fire. We just pray this especially over Sharon Rose, Father, as she's going to be lighting up Mozambique with her singing, Father, and her music. So we just thank you, Lord, that you take her to a deeper place of humility, a deeper place of following your word and your instruction. We just thank you for clarity in her mind over who you are and who she is in you, Lord. And we just thank you, Father, that she would also be a demonstration to Mozambique and to the world of who you are, Father. We just thank you, Lord, that you will do the same for those at the CISA Academy and those that would be to come, Lord, that those that are falling under the mentorship of Pastor Jose, that they would just learn that humility, learn those steps of following instruction, Father. And for us here at Frontline as well, that we would take that we would learn that humility and follow into those steps of instruction of following your word, Father. That we've seen the testimony of the truth of that power, Father, through Pastor Jose. And there's no excuse on our part to not follow that example, Lord. So we just thank you, Father, more and more. And we just ask you, Lord, that you would continue to light his sacrifice on fire. We just know, Lord, that the word said it lit up immediately, that there was no hesitation. So we just thank you, Father, that you continue to light up the sacrifice of Pastor Jose's life, of his life, Father.
Similar to what Haley was praying out, when we first started praying, I saw a picture of Psalm 1 for you. And Psalm 1 is, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." And I saw a picture of you, Pastor Jose, and you were this massive tree planted by the rivers of living water, and your roots went down deep, 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 deep. And then I saw that you were springing up other trees, many, 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 many other trees of spiritual sons and daughters that were springing up along the rivers of living water, and their roots were going down deep, 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 so that they could bring forth its fruit in its season. And I saw palm trees, and I believe I saw like an aerial view of Africa, of Mozambique, and also of Florida. So, Lord, I thank you, Father. I just agree with Haley's prayer, and I thank you, Father, that Pastor Jose is a man after your own heart. He is blessed. He is a blessed man because of the way that he lives his life, that he does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but rather he rises up in the opposite spirit, and his delight is in the law of the Lord. Thank you for him. Thank you for his life and for his witness and his testimony to his spiritual sons and daughters and his family and his community and the body of Christ throughout the world. Thank you, Father, that Pastor Jose is like a tree planted by the rivers of living water, and that everything that he puts his hand to prospers in Jesus' name, and that his leaf shall, the leaf of the tree shall never wither, but whatever he does shall prosper. Thank you for his life, and thank you for fortifying his spiritual sons and daughters in this season. Thank you that even as he's here in America, that his spiritual sons and daughters in Mozambique, that their roots continue to go deep, 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 deep. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father, that his micro-enterprises, his businesses, and his ministry and his family continue to prosper in Mozambique as he's here. Thank you that everything that he puts his hand to and every place that he goes to in the United States, that it prospers in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father, that every place that he goes in the United States on this trip, including Florida, that spiritual sons will spring up in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, and that the roots will go down deep, deep, deep. And this is the heritage. This is the heritage of the Lord. This is Pastor Jose's heritage. Thank you, Father, that we get to be a part of that. And thank you for the beautiful heavenly web of spiritual sons and daughters that you are raising up in this hour, and that the roots are going down deep. Thank you, Father.
Father, we thank you for Pastor Jose and Mama Linda. Father, we just bless them, Father. We just speak increase over their lives, Father, and over their influence, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I just saw a picture of an alarm clock by a bed, and the difference between a regular clock and an alarm clock is that an alarm clock is set for an appointed time. And Father, we just pray for this appointed time, Lord, for Pastor Jose, for Mama Linda. Father, the time of increase, Father, we just speak that over them, Lord. Everything that they put their hand to, Father, everything that is in their hearts, oh God, that you would bring increase, Father. Lord, we thank you for Pastor Jose's meeting with the president of Ghana, Lord. And we say yes and amen, Father, and more to that, Lord God, that you would carry him, Father, to the place where he is able to speak prophetically, Lord God, into the hearts and minds of men, Lord God, that you would use him mightily, Father, in Africa and beyond, Father, to be a voice that points to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, and I just thank you for Pastor Jose, and I just believe you just not only want to impact him, Lord, with your glory, Lord, and more fire, but Lord, just you're showing that, I believe, as just comets, God, just blasting him more with more of you, Lord. I just pray you blast him, Lord, with more of you, Lord, that he'd be totally a man on fire, just more than ever before, Lord, that you just blast him with your Holy Spirit, Lord, and that as he goes, Lord, that he would just be so overwhelmed by you, Lord, every day in Jesus' name.
Pastor Jose, I just saw a picture of you as a bodybuilder, and so I just thank you, Lord, for the strength, Lord God, that you're just infusing in Pastor Jose, Lord. Just lots and lots and lots and lots of strength, Father, and I just speak revitalization to his body, Father. I just speak healing over his body in every area, Father God, for there to be muscles to grow and to develop, Father. I just thank you, Father, for full revitalization and full healing, Father God, and fullness, Lord, so that he can carry and do what you've asked him to do, and that he can unite his spirit with you, Lord God, as one, and yoke his spirit to you, Lord God, as you, as he follows your instructions. And so, Father, I just bless his body, and I bless, Lord God, just him in spiritual and supernatural strength. And the other thing I saw or heard was Psalm 63, verses 3 and 4. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. And so, Father, I just ask that you release your loving kindness continuously on Pastor Jose and all that he touches, so that your loving kindness, Lord, is known in his life that's better than life. And, Lord, that whatever he goes through, that his lips will continuously praise you as long as he lives, as long as he has his last breath, that he will always, always praise you. And I just thank you, Lord, for the praise and the worship that's inside of him. And, Lord, I just also saw a picture of a river that's continuously flowing, the river of Jesus Christ that's just flowing out of him and through him wherever he goes, whatever he touches, Lord God. And that river goes down into deep, dark places, Lord God, into the places where it doesn't seem like the river should go. But I thank you, Lord, that your river goes there. I thank you, Lord, that you're making a way for your river to flow through him and go into those deep places, Lord, so that your truth and your light can be exposed in the darkness and transform the darkness into your light, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for your power going forth. We bless him and plead the blood of Jesus over him and his family, Father. And thank you for your protection and safety in Jesus' name.
I saw a picture of the CISA compound, and I was looking just from an aerial view of all of the buildings that are being constructed, and as I was looking at them, I saw them raised from the ground, and I saw new levels being established, almost like another phase, and then another phase came, and the more that they were being raised up, the buildings were being expanded out, and I was asking the Lord what that meant. You know, I don't want to speak a word that this is something new God's going to be doing with CISA, or are you saying something to his heart? And just what I heard him say was, don't think small, think big. And I didn't want to say that because I'm like, this man only thinks big. Like, I've only seen the impossible with him. But he said, no, just say it and speak Ephesians 3:20 that I am able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything you could ever ask, think, or imagine. Pastor Joe say, my son, do not think small. That is the mind of Christ. Only think what is possible. So, Father, we thank you for those new levels. We thank you for those new phases. We thank you for the expansion. We thank you for the tent pegs, Father, that you are growing, that you are stretching, Lord God. And in that stretch, Father, Lord, which I see Mama Linda in that, Sharon Rose, Samuel, and your spiritual sons and daughters in that as well. Father, I thank you for that stretch that's happening, that growth that's happening, Lord. And Father, I thank you that all things are possible. All things are possible with you, God. All things are possible. Father, the dreams that you are putting in Pastor Jose's heart, Lord, even if it seems like a fleeting thought to him, you're saying, no, no, Jose, think big. Do not think small, because it's for the nations. Your heart is for me. Your heart is for the nations. Your heart is for the lost. And he's proud and he's pleased. And we say yes and amen to what you're doing in the Novella family, what you're doing in Mozambique, Father, what you're doing as a result in the nations surrounding Mozambique and other countries, Father God. And that we, how could we possibly be a part of this? I don't even know, Lord. It's a privilege and an honor, Lord. So we just bless him, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that as you hear our prayers, Lord, as we say more strength for him for what's to come, as we say more vitality, more refreshing winds, Father, that would come upon him for what's to come, Lord, we say yes and amen, Lord, for your mighty, mighty refreshing wind and your spirit, Lord, to overshadow him, Father God, as he rests, Father, under your wings, Lord, as he's carried by you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your spirit dwelling on the inside of him, God. Lord, that it is strong because it's knit with yours, Father God. So we thank you. We lift up his arms. We lift up his arms for what's coming ahead. And we just thank you, Lord, for the provision that's needed for this, Lord, that you are able to do beyond what he could think, beyond what he can dream, but beyond what he can vision, Lord. And so you're calling us to partner with that. You're calling us to intercede and attach ourselves to that and run this race with him, Lord. And so we just thank you, Father, for what you're doing, that many sons and daughters will come into glory. We'll see so many children, so many men and women, Father God, widows, orphans, come into the kingdom. Come into the kingdom. Prodigal sons and daughters, come back into the family, Lord God. So we call that in. We call it in, Lord God, in your mighty name. Thank you, Jesus.
There is a legend of a king who everything that he touched turned to gold, King Midas. And I just heard the Lord saying that that you are like King Midas, that it's not a magic power or anything like that, but it's a touch from heaven, so that everything that you touch has a touch from heaven. Everything that you touch has a golden touch because it's a touch from heaven. So Lord, I just thank you, Father God, that every place that you have Pastor Jose go and his family go, Father, that there will be a touch from heaven in every place that he goes, that there will be gold, that it'll be prosperous, Father. Everything that he places his hands on, Father God, will be prosperous, Father, because it'll be touched from you. It'll be touched from heaven, Jesus. So, Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your heavenly touch, your heavenly golden touch, Father, over Pastor Jose's life, over the lives of his family members, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that we thank you that everything that he touches in your name will prosper. Will prosper with the gold, with a touch from heaven. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Well, I just saw a picture of a hot air balloon for you. and like the fire on the inside, that was the Holy Spirit just filling you up, and he wants to take you to new heights and new altitudes and explore like uncharted areas. He wants you to bring even more people to the Lord and just explore like so many more things that he wants to do for you. So Lord, I thank you for Pastor Jose. I ask that you just bring him to new levels of faith and just stepping into all the things. He wants to bring so many more people from you. He just wants to fulfill the great commission in your life. So I thank you, Lord God, for his life and all that he's able to do in his communities. In Jesus' name.
I just want to read a few verses over you, my friend, because you're a man who understands authority and a man who lives under the authority of the Most High God. And you live as an obedient son yourself. And you understand the word and you release the word in power. And the Lord says to you in Exodus 19:5, "Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession, although the whole earth is mine." You have an understanding of what that is, Jose, for Israel, obviously, but you see the projection of that for your own life and the lives of those that you are influencing, because you are a man who understands how to step into the authority the Lord's given you, recognizing that it's not yours, it's his, and that you're covered in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are surrounded by his blood. In Deuteronomy 11:1, the word reads, "Love the Lord your God and keep his requirements, his decrees, his laws, and his commands always." In John 15:9, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love." You're a man of love, a man who was created by the Lord. And the Lord says to you that this love relationship that he has with you is founded from heaven, and he's released that to you. And he says to you that at the end of your time, there will be no regret, because you will have finished the race and you will have walked in the full integrity of the Word of God and the presence of the Lord that has led you to where you are today and where you'll go. And when that last breath is taken, or you're taken up to heaven, whatever the Lord chooses for you, the Lord will say to you, "Well done, thou good and faithful son and servant." In the word in Revelation 14:12, this calls for patient endurance on the part of the people of God who keep his commands and remain faithful to Jesus, which enables you to walk carrying Romans 1:5. "Through him we received grace and apostleship to call all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith for his name's sake." And you model this so beautifully and have extended this to us and to your family here. Hebrews 13:17, "Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy and not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you." You are the friend of God. In verse 14 of John 15, it says, "You are my friends if you do what I command." So I thank you, Lord Jesus, that as Pastor Jose walks in the commands according to 2 John 1:6, which reads, "And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love." That the Lord says to you that all according to the counsel of his will shall be your portion. As he increases the revelation of great faith of God, you will walk in the great faith of him and carry faith in him. And you're revealing that faith, that level of faith, to all that you're around, so the Lord can entrust you in these last days as you are becoming a major and have been appointed to be a major player in the last days before Jesus comes back. So the Lord is training you for reigning and training others through your training, receiving for reigning in what's coming. So we just thank you for the full understanding of the counsel of the word and the will of God, so that you may prove that beautiful will, what is good and right and acceptable. And I just thank you for stepping out to your own hurt, to your own loss, if you will, in everything that the Lord is leading. There is nothing that will stop you, because you are commanded by the Lord to trust him, and you do. And you trust him in all things, whether you see it or not. And the Lord says that you will see. You will receive the reward, for the hands of the Lord are upon you. And you will see with his eyes, hear with his ears, and you will walk in the fullness of that he has in these latter days. And I just thank God for your life and all of us do here, because the love that connects us all together is the love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge and understanding. So we thank you that, Lord, you will enable him to understand what is deep, what is the depth of that love, the depth, the height, the width, and the breadth of that love that's found in Christ Jesus our Lord. So I thank you for that, Pastor Jose, for increasing in every way to accomplish the full plan that God has for your life, and that we have the privilege of partnering with the Lord, partnering with you, loving you and your family, and that we get to do the kingdom together. What an honor and a privilege. And I pray right now that everything that has been prayed out, seen, and sung out over you and over your family and ministry, that the Lord says, it is good, and I am good. And so we celebrate today the Lord Jesus Christ in the midst of this, and we say thank you, Lord, for your Son. Thank you for his life. Thank you for healing, deliverance, wholeness. Thank you, Lord, that he walks in everything that you have given pertaining to life, health, and godliness. We thank you, Father, that this is your decree over his life. And we celebrate it, and we say yes, and we back it up with our prayers and our decrees and our allegiance to the Lamb. And that enables us to remain strong and loyal to what you are calling him to do. And we walk together in that. We are together. We are family together. And we shall see you, the Lamb of God, receive the reward for your suffering. For our eyes are on you. Thank you for modeling that, PJ. Thank you for your great love. And may it always grow and increase for the pleasure of the one that you live for. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Thank you for sitting on our chairs. That was so good. Amen.
First snowfall of the year.
I know. It's snowing out. Amen.